home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Everybody, and welcome in. It's the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG. Trent Connett and myself with you for the next 2 hours, talking local sports with you, localizing it to the best of our abilities. But it's a lot of national conversation today is because, well, with the exception of Drake, who plays in about 58 minutes, not a lot to talk locally about the Selection Sunday show from yesterday. But obviously, we'll spend a lot of time discussing that here in the next couple of hours. What have we got? Andy Garman from KCCI is the sports director. Going to talk to Andy. Of course, they are the home of the tournament, well, along with TBS, but the you get the drill. Andy Garman will stop by 12:20. We'll get a look at the Drake game with Andy. One of the other reasons I wanted to talk with Mr. Garman today is, well, because the game of golf and the golf viewership certainly got a huge shot in the arm yesterday with Tiger Woods doing what he did, and the Masters plays on CBS, and the folks at CBS have to be ecstatic that the number one draw in the history of golf is back, at least for this past weekend, at the top of the leaderboard. So we'll talk to Andy Garman about that. Coming up at 12:40, Shelby Mass, bracketwag.com. We will find out how Shelby did in with his final bracket, as accurate as anyone was in the country in 2017. Was he able to duplicate that this year? And if not, what went wrong? We'll talk to Shelby at 12:40. Rob Doster, weekly conversation with Rob Doster, collegebasketballtalk.com, part of NBC Sports, joins us, and then we will recap the Valspar Championship that I watched, Trent, for the first time, I think, ever, and I'm assuming I wasn't alone yesterday. What an incredible, incredible afternoon. Felt like it was turning the clock back in some respects, you know, back to 2007, 2008, whatever it might have been, when Tiger, the red shirt, the black pants, and he's in contention. And when he drained that putt at 17, I'm assuming, like a lot of people, a lot of guys jumped out of their chair and thought, oh my God, can he really pull this off? Well, we found out he couldn't, but nonetheless, great theater. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I've had a chance to breathe. I had a weekend where I did absolutely nothing.
Well, you were done Friday night, right?
Done Friday night. Yeah. Iowa City West and Cedar Falls for the 4A title. Stopped for a cocktail on my way home. Had one. Had a little late dinner. Got home and did nothing Saturday except watch hoops.
Welcome to my world, Trent. Pretty fun place to reside, isn't it?
Oh, man, is it good.
Yes, it is.
Wife and little one were gone. They got back late Saturday evening. They're visiting grandparents. And so I just had the house to myself.
Nice.
And walking around in my boxer shorts. Beautiful. And watching hoops and not a care in the world.
Oh, it's a wonderful feeling, is it not?
So good. It's so good.
Now, reality is going to be back for you here in the days to come.
Yes,
but,
yes.
I'll continue to live where I live and grateful to do so. Yeah, it was phenomenal theater yesterday. It really was. You know, I'll be honest with you. Full disclosure, the tournament ends, and I'm pretty jacked up about it, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, the putt on 18 left me wanting more, like it left everybody.
How do you leave it that short?
Yeah, I know, right?
How do you leave that short?
But at the same time, you go back to 17 and he drained that 40-footer to put himself in contention. It's not that I forgot it was Selection Sunday, but I missed the beginning of the show.
Mm.
And I don't know, I walked around the house, I was doing something, maybe I'd ignored my wife for the last 3 hours, and I thought, you know, here's a pretty window to go say what are you up to type of thing. And so all the angst that ensued on Twitter when I got back to it, I missed the alphabetical unveiling of the tournament. And as we talked about last week, we assumed, although we both reserved judgment because we were both so dead wrong on the Big Ten tournament in New York, that it's going to be a disaster all weekend long. Neither one of us felt like, you know, this needs to be a permanent home. But we were both wrong because it did turn out to be pretty good on the semifinal and then the final. So we both reserved judgment on this. But by all accounts, Trent, we didn't need to. I didn't see anybody that thought, what a great idea.
Mm, no.
You know, a change was needed here, and I'm glad finally somebody had the wherewithal and the guts to enact change. Trent, it was universally panned.
There's not a person out there that can say that they enjoyed this better than the alternative, what we've had for years and years. And a couple years ago, they spread it out over 2 hours.
Which was dumb.
It was too much.
Yep. Was that the year that somebody leaked it on Twitter?
Yes, it was also the leak bracket year. Was that 2016?
I don't remember.
Regardless, 15 or 16.
Well, you and I were together, so it had to be either 15 or 16.
And it was terrible. I mean, you already had the bracket there. Is this real? You're finding as they're going through, oh, this is real.
Yeah.
And now
by the time they got to the East region, we knew that, you know what, this guy's right, whoever it is.
Yes, and who heads probably rolled there, whoever that was. Right. But so you first of all, you go away from what everybody loves, just the unveiling of the bracket, mm-hmm. the anticipation.
The drama.
Waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting.
The
where
heartbreak.
Are you going? And you go out there and your second team listed. First, you do automatic champions. The automatic champion. Well,
we know
that.
We knew those, right, right.
Everybody knows these teams. Where's the intrigue? Where's mm-hmm. the drama? There's none of that. You're just listing teams that we already know are in the field. Where they're going? No. Who they're playing? No. Just the name of the team mm-hmm. and the conference that they won. Great. That was real exciting. All right, so next you're going to go to the at-larges. All right, maybe you could draw this out a little bit. And you know what? If they would have went by seed order, you know, the seed list, mm-hmm. that would have led to drama.
Instead of doing it alphabetically?
Instead of alphabetically, because uh-huh. team number two, Arizona State.
Uh-huh.
And there's Hurley going crazy. Did you see that video?
I did see that, yeah.
Guys jumping into his pool.
Yep, it was good.
It was.
Both Hurleys kind of stole the show on Selection Sunday.
That would have been great, though, if that would have happened right at the end. You know, their team, what is there, 34 at-larges, and team 33 comes up, Arizona State. And then the guys jumping. Yep. That would have been something.
Because they would have been 33, because we know Syracuse was 34. Yeah.
Instead, they're the second team listed. Yeah. It didn't work.
Right.
And, all right, you tried something new. Just go back.
I think they will.
Just go back to the way that
take your medicine,
they've done it for 25 years and do it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way people want. Because tonight, the women's selection show will happen. And I guarantee they're not going to take a page out of the book.
I'll guarantee that I'm going to have to rely on you to tell me what happens there.
I'll be watching. I will watch that a little
will
bit.
You?
I think so, yeah. See where Drake and Iowa end up. I'll do that. If they condense it to about a half hour. If they stretch that thing out, I'll probably be the same way. And you know what? Last night, I didn't even make it to the last bracket.
You didn't.
I didn't. I'm as big of a college basketball junkie as you will find. I wasn't happy the way it was being laid out. I don't know. Maybe it's the information age where growing up, I was writing everything out. You know, I had my my self-made bracket.
Yeah, okay. You had a selfie at
that
point.
Yep, I had the ruler out. That's what I did all during Sunday.
Because you didn't have a printer at home in those days, right?
No.
Or a home computer.
No, we had a typewriter.
Right.
And I would use that later on. That's a different story. But yeah, I'd sit with the ruler, and that's what I do. And I get a big piece of cardboard. And I would make my bracket, and that'd be hanging in my wall in my room, and I'd fill it out as we went. And that's how I did it. Now, and I'll just look at my phone. I'll see the rest of the bracket. I know who's in. All right.
So you bailed.
I bailed. And had something to do. We were going to wait till after the, and I just told my wife, let's go. It's fine. I'll look at it closer later. Mm. I just...
Well,
it,
if they
it was
lost
so
you, Trent Condon, that resonates a little bit. They should not take your opinion, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You're not alone. And look, I get the change is difficult. We hate change as
yes.
a country,
yes.
right? As a human being, we hate change, more than just a country. But that was change for the sake of change's sake, if you will, and it wasn't necessary, as we knew. So, it was by the time I got to it, they were recapping most of them, the schools that had the cameras in place, and, you know, then I caught
but
it from
there.
But
they already knew they were just...
Yeah, no, I know, I'm with you.
Did you get any Pizza Hut pizza? Ernie Johnson eating
a
slice?
Yeah, that was awkward, Trent. Him standing in the... You know, having a little enthusiasm. Boy, this is good pizza, he says along those lines. Isn't this good pizza? And it was an underwhelming... Mm-hmm. Meh.
Studio audience, not needed.
No.
Not needed. That was weird. That was forced. All
I
of a sudden,
so.
They'd be announcing Michigan State Spartans. Yay.
Yeah.
No, and then there'd be a couple teams that there's probably like four or five guys that,
And then I didn't like the fact that they had like the Barclays and the Jets and the guys standing. You know, put them behind the desk and let it just square hole, round peg.
All right.
It didn't work. All right. Anyways, enough about how they got to the selections. Let's talk about what they came up with. And look, Vitale, I switched over to ESPN as soon as they came on because I just like the ESPN guys better. I just do. And Calipari was on it. And I know a lot of people hate this guy. I think he's entertaining as hell. I really and truly do. I love his shtick. I'm a Jay Billis fan, not only for his stance on him on paying student athletes, which we share. I don't share it as passionately as his does, but then again, I don't have the microphone as big an audience reach as he does. I think that's a really good team that they put up there. So I switched over to ESPN very quickly, and Vitel, who is always part of it via satellite, right? He did the SEC yesterday, so he was in St. Louis. And his biggest takeaway was Oklahoma State out and Oklahoma in, and the fact that, you know, and Bruce Rasmussen, the AD at Creighton, made it very clear that the games in November just count as much as the games in February, which didn't always seem to be the case. I don't feel that was the case. But he was adamant about the snub of Oklahoma State. Who, in your mind, got snubbed, and do you think that there is anything to the fact that USC, Louisville, and Oklahoma State, all with that proverbial cloud over them, were three of the so-called, if you want to call them snubs, they all fell into that category?
I can buy that. I absolutely can buy that. I think that's not, you know, tinfoil on the hat conspiracy theory. I think there has to be some kind of reality to that. It wouldn't surprise me if come down to that thin line and it's never going to be talked about. Not going to see Rasmussen come out. Well, you know, the real reason that we didn't put Louisville in or Oklahoma State in was, but yeah, it makes sense. It absolutely makes sense. There's two parts, though. So putting teams in. Oklahoma, when you look at their full resume, it's better than Oklahoma State. And that's what it's supposed to be. It is supposed to be your complete resume, your body of work.
What about the fact they were now the 9 seed in their own conference? In a 10-team conference, they were the 9 seed.
Doesn't, again, bother me that much, because you're talking about ties, you're talking about differences of games. Because they finished with a 8-10 record, right?
Oklahoma, I believe you're right.
8-10, and I believe there was a couple of teams there. So, you know, you're just getting into tiebreakers. I'm going to bring up the Big 12 standings here quick. Yeah, in fact, they were in a tie for 6. So we're splitting hairs. It's just the way the tiebreaker broke
there were
down.
What, 4 teams in 8-10?
So the seed in the conference tournament, and North Carolina was a 6 seed, and some people said if they would have finished off and won the championship in the ACC, they could have been a 1 seed.
Boy, Virginia's good. I watched that game start to finish. They're so good.
So yeah, where they're seeded, that doesn't bother me. I agree that you need to look at the complete resume. I do like that part. I don't like the last 10, last 12 to get into the tournament. But then when you're seeding, Oklahoma, put them in. But put them into Dayton. And teams that struggle down the stretch, put them in there, because they're total body of work. But then when you get your 68 teams, then I want to see them seeded more of what they are right now. You get what I'm saying?
I do, yep. Instead of they should maybe be in the, they should be Syracuse.
Yes, yes. And Syracuse, you have them in, all right, they're still going to Dayton. But I think at the very least, Oklahoma should have been going to Dayton. Their tournament team, their resume says
they
that.
They play your Rhode Island, do they not?
They do.
The and it's the first game of the tournament.
Rhode Island.
Well, other than the, you know, the Dayton.
Right. They, Rhode Island, not playing very well down the stretch. They struggled as of late. They got beat by St. Joe's at the end of the regular season by 30 at home. Mm. Yeah. Two teams going the wrong way. Someone's got to win. Mm-hmm. And someone will move on. But that's the one thing that I would like to see maybe enacted. 68 teams, full resume, get in. But then when you're working through the seedings, how it is right now. You know, I remember Kenyon Martin in Cincinnati.
When he got hurt.
Broke his foot. Mm-hmm. They dropped to a seed, to a 2 seed. They were on their way probably to the overall number 1.
Could have been, I remember that.
And should they even been a 2 seed? Kenyon Martin wasn't playing.
Well, not at that point, as we come to find out. I mean, history.
And they got beaten in the round of 32 and didn't even get to the Sweet 16.
Didn't make it out of the first weekend.
So is that the way we should? I think that would be maybe a better, truer way to build it. And the other thing that really bothers me is how they just continually fall back to geography. Just now, Carolina got shipped west to balance the brackets, but overall, you look at
Kentucky to Boise didn't go over well with Cal.
Oh, Cal, shut up.
You know what he said that was funny? It was funny on one hand, but he's thinking, oh, you know what? I wonder if he's right. Half my team doesn't even know what state Boise's in. I'm thinking, these are called, you're probably right.
Probably. That's not a stretch.
Right.
Not a stretch.
I think you'd like to have that one back.
Yes. That, but it seems like they've just fallen into that too much instead of, I want to see the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, those be the best games. And it seems like sometimes they fall a little bit too in love with geography when they get to that point. But overall, it wasn't terrible. There's some years where we come in on a Monday ready to tear them to shreds. There's not a ton there, I don't think.
Yeah, USC.
Yeah.
And again,
who'd they beat?
Well, in their conference, they didn't beat anybody.
Right. It's a terrible conference.
It is a terrible conference.
Unbalanced schedules. Although
at the top of the conference lies the Arizona Wildcats.
Yeah.
They got a chance to win it all.
They do.
Absolutely.
I'm holding the 18-1 ticket. And Villanova at 22-1.
You got to be feeling pretty good about that.
I'm feeling good.
Wow, did they dominate today?
If we get to the Sweet 16, though, I got to talk to you. You got to help me out how to hedge if I want to go that route.
I can help you with that.
I'm not good at hedging or how you kind of play with the money there.
Well,
so
we can do
if
that.
If we get to the second weekend, that'll be a conversation for next Monday.
We will get to Andy Garmon. He's coming up next, sports director at KCCI. Shelby Mass, bracketwag.com. How did he do? We'll find out at about 1240, 1245. We'll come back. It's the Ken Miller Show. Lots to get to on a Monday. We're here until 2 on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
On March 31st, more than 300 riders on horseback from across the state of Iowa will deliver donations to Easter Seals Camp Sunnyside in Des Moines. In the 50-year history, the group has donated more than $10 million to support Easter Seals Iowa and Camp Sunnyside. The community is invited to welcome the riders into Camp Sunnyside at 3 p.m. on the 31st of March. Easter Seals Iowa provides exceptional service to ensure all people with disabilities or special needs and their families have equal opportunity to live, learn, work, and play in their communities. For more information on Easter Seals Iowa or on the Pony Express ride, visit www.eastersealsia.org.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
Okay, let's clear a few things up about Secret Clinical Strength Antiperspirant. Number one, it's not actually a secret. You can tell anyone about it. Two, it's clinically strong, which just means it's good at preventing sweat. Like, twice as good as regular antiperspirant. Three, strength is a cool word. You don't really see it a ton on women's deodorant packaging, so we were like, sure, let's shake things up. Four, sweating is the worst. Four and a half, not sweating is great. So you should buy Secret Clinical Strength Antiperspirant.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
I know. You picture a flag flying and it's almost always against a clear blue sky on a sunny summer day, right? Well, it doesn't have to be. Flag Guy here. Nothing wrong with a flag flying in the middle of winter. Your favorite team's colors would do well to break up the bleak, cold time of year. Besides, with the football playoffs, basketball getting great, and spring ball just around the corner, it's a great time to fly your flag. Shop Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or take free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
You suck.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hi, welcome back to Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent Condon and myself with you until 2 o'clock. Still to come this hour, Shelby Mass, bracketwag.com, joins us. We'll find out how Shelby did. What did the committee get right? What did they get wrong? According to Shelby, that's about 20 minutes away. Right now, he's the sports director, KCCI Channel 8 here in Des Moines. Andy Garman joins us. Andy, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Hello, fellas. I'm doing great. How are you?
Not doing okay. Selection Sunday. I guess, first of all, your thoughts on the new Selection Sunday format. Thumbs up, thumbs down for you, Andy?
Well, let me just say, I would say thumbs down on a couple of points. First of all, it's weird to not have it on CBS. I mean, I know there was a time a long time ago when CBS didn't have the tournament, and it was kind of every place, but for about as long as I can remember, we've had Selection Sunday, and you know the fact that it moved over to Turner this year was a little bit of a disappointment for college hoops fans because I'm just kind of preconditioned. You know, of course, I'm preconditioned to have the Big Ten championship game really? Lead into Selection Sunday, and I guess I was waiting an extra week for that. But I guess I'll give them credit for trying something new, trying to shake it up. But this is one of those shows to me that is perfect. The sooner it gets the information out there. You know, I know they want to try to drive viewers to drag it out to get more ad buys and whatnot, but to me, man, you got 68 teams in this dance. Everybody's sitting on pins and needles, and the suspense to it all is there's five or six teams, the Nebraskas, the Syracuses, the USCs, they're on the bubble. Are you in or are you out? And kind of unveiling that in the first whatever 15 minutes was like, okay. You know, it took the air out of the balloon. From then, if you're one of the 68, you're interested. Everybody else, it just kind of, you know, removed the drama. So I guess I'd say thumbs down. I didn't hate it. I give them credit for trying something, but I just think they had something that worked really well, and they tinkered with it when they shouldn't have.
Yeah, a little too much, and it didn't work out very well. I think we'll see a return back. Well, you mentioned, you know, the change that we've had, CBS not going to have the championship this year as well, TBS with the selection right. Show. The change, though, overall, for you guys at KCCI, has this, you'd love to have every game and you get to choose. When Iowa State and you and I and Drake are there, you know you're going to get that game every time. But overall, right. on a local level, how has this worked out for you guys?
Well, I think there was a lot of grumbling before it started, and then once it started, everybody was like, oh, you mean I can literally choose? I can watch any of the games that are on right now? That's pretty cool. You know, it's tough for us because obviously we don't have anybody in it this year, but in previous years, it's like, great, Iowa State, they're really good. We're going to get them, and oh, no, they're on TBS twice. You know, oh, this is awesome. We're going to have Iowa. Oh, no, they're on True TV. You know, which is, by the way, this is our favorite time of year when everybody has to figure out where the hell True TV is on the dial. But from a basketball fan standpoint, it's turned out to be a winner because you can choose whatever you want to watch. They're all on, and, you know, they're all dedicated. It's not like back in the old days when you kind of had to roll the dice. The downside was if you were living in central Iowa but a Michigan fan, you know, you had to, it was a crapshoot whether you were going to get your, you know, your Wolverines on or whether we were going to show Duke and Arizona State. You know, so it's better for basketball fans. From us, you know, we'd love to have them on our air because that's just what we want. We want our local teams on our channel. But that ship has sailed, unfortunately.
Well, CBS Sportsnet has Drake coming up in about 30 minutes, Abilene Christian, part of the CIT. And did you know who was the what was the impetus behind this? I mean, who was it Brian Harden? Was it Marty Martin? Was it Nico Medved? Was it all three of them that wanted to continue the season that really pushed for this? Do you know how it came about, Andy?
Well, it's my understanding that it was the team and Nico Medved. I think you don't do this without Brian Hart being on board and Marty Martin. Everybody has to say, yeah, this is worthwhile. But, you know, it was my understanding that Drake was going to basically have that as an option, but then leave it up to the players. And these seniors and all these guys, you know, you get to the end of the Valley Run, and sometimes teams are just done. You know, Steve Prohm said after the Big 12 tournament they were done. They weren't going to entertain any other offers. And I think Drake's perspective was, hey, let's, you know what? If the guys want to keep playing, we want to keep playing. It's been a special season. We've got a great senior class. If they want to go, we'll go. And so I think they put in the host, and the seniors said, let's ride. So off they go, you know. And I just think it's great. Nobody's going to confuse the CIT for the NCAA tournament. But for local basketball fans, there's a game this afternoon during spring break, and it's free to get in. So, you know, take a canned food item and go over and watch college basketball. And Abilene Christian's coming to town. The only thing I think I know about Abilene Christian is, I think, is that where Peanut Tillman went to school? Trent would know that better than me.
Yeah, that's a good pull.
That's all I've got Bears on fans. Abilene Christian. There's my deep dive into there. But you know what? It's college basketball. It's free. Go enjoy it.
And it's spring break. I agree with you.
Yeah, I tend to like the, you know, the minds. I understand why some teams are like, that's it. You know, we're tired, or with Iowa State, we're really shorthanded. You know, we got seven guys. It's not going to do us any good to play more postseason ball. Our guys need to rest and get back to work. For Drake, you know, the Reed Timmers and Arik Ndades and those guys, they want to lace it up and keep going. Let them. And I hope fans get excited about it just as a college basketball game, you know, not with anything really on the line.
So you mentioned those seniors and the last opportunity for them to make a run here in the CIT. Nico's got a little bit of a rebuild, though. It's going to be a new-look team for him next year.
Sure.
Have you heard much about the incoming players, what the expectation level is going to be next season? Because it's going to be a lot of new faces for the Bulldogs.
Well, they're not going to be picked 10th in the Valley, which is where they were picked this year. You know, but they do have a lot of fresh faces, and it's always tough, I think, if you're not talking about Kansas and Kentucky, to hang a lot of expectations on a group of freshmen. Now, having said that, they got a really good player. Horton Tucker's teammate at Chicago Simeon, his name is Messiah Jones. He's coming to Drake. They got a kid out of my hometown, Danville, Illinois, Kendall Moore, that's a super fast point guard. He's coming to Drake. They got a 6'9 wing out of Colorado. They've got, I think, five guys coming in. So I think they've got, they're putting in good talent. I mean, I think people at Drake are more excited about this recruiting class than they've been about a recruiting class in a while. Now, having said that, get them here and coach them up. Let's see what happens. I just think what has happened this year is Drake basketball has a pulse again. And people that are fans of Drake basketball can kind of remember, oh, yeah, there's some excitement in this building. There hasn't been excitement in this building for a while. So this year was a, you know, kind of like a one-off firework. And then next year we'll see where the buzz starts. Mm-hmm. I think the goal next year is the goal that was this year, which was don't play on Thursday in St. Louis. Finish in the top six in the Valley, and then let's see what happens.
Absolutely. Then win a game and play on Saturday. Andy Garman, KCCI, is our guest. Andy, you mentioned you don't have Iowa or Iowa State on KCCI in the postseason tournaments this year. But you are, in all likelihood, going to get Tiger Woods, health permitting, in the Masters. It's remarkable.
Yep.
I haven't seen a number yet, but I've seen that yesterday's round was the highest rated PGA Tour broadcast since 2013 of any non-major, which is just amazing. You're going to get Tiger. What does Tiger do for we know what he does for the game, but you guys got to be ecstatic that he's going to be back and playing in for a lot of people, the biggest major of the four, the Masters, that really lifts the lid on the golf season.
Well, again, I think there are a lot of sports fans that are like me. I love golf. I've been a golfer, most of my life. I could not have told you last Monday where the tournament was, what it was called, or what channel it was on. But once I found out Tiger was not only there, but playing well, and suddenly in the lead, oh boy, the radar picked up real quick. I'm certainly not alone. Now, shame on me for not knowing more about the Valspar Championship, I suppose.
It's the first time I ever watched a round of it, Andy. I'll be perfectly honest with you. And I couldn't turn it off either.
But that's the thing. You ask what it brings. It brings excitement. I mean, I got into a discussion on Twitter last night with some people about whether or not Tiger's back. To me, Tiger's back because he's not winning majors back, but on a Sunday afternoon, he's within two shots of the lead, and then he's within a shot of the lead with one hole to go, and you think, you can't turn the channel. Man, Selection Sunday's about to start, and there's college basketball championships and all these things going on, and I'm sitting there watching golf. My son woke up. He's 2 years old, and by the way, he loves Tiger Woods. He found an old bobblehead of Tiger Woods. He watched him and goes, Tiger Woods. So I said, you want to watch Tiger Woods? He goes, yes. And I carried him, and he watched the end of the golf with me. And then he was sad most of the rest of the evening. Tiger Woods, almost. he brings everybody to the television. And to me, if you're a golf fan, if you're the Masters is going to bring in ratings no matter what, because for most people, it's the start of the golf season. For most watchers, it's the start of the golf season. But if they find out that Tiger Woods is not only there, he's there, the ratings are going to skyrocket.
So does this mean that you're going to be heading down there? Rice are heading down there? What's happening with the Masters?
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pull that trip off. Mm. I do know we're going to spring training next week.
I
think that's... A little Mesa, Arizona trip. We've got half a dozen stories lined up when we get down there. We're gonna do a half hour show with the Iowa Cubs right before opening day, because this is the 50th year of Cubs and Oaks baseball.
Well, if you need a stringer to go down to Augusta, I'm available. Just so you know.
Well, that's good to know. And now, are you actually getting on the grounds, or are you just going to go sit at the Hooters with John Daly?
Well, I figured you'd have the in to get me on the grounds. If not, I'll be hanging out with Daly.
I'm sorry, Trent. My phone's breaking up.
So
we're doing spring training, and then I'm looking forward to Saturday and Sunday just drinking in 56 hours of golf, or 56 minutes of every hour of golf, and soaking it up.
No doubt about it. Andy, we'll talk to you before that. Thank you, Andy Garman. Do you have a pick? Who's going to cut down the nets? Do you have a pick?
I hate to be chalk guy, but how can you not be impressed with Virginia?
It's hard not
what they've
to be.
Done this year from off the board to regular season and tournament champions and top seed. That probably means they'll lose in the Sweet 16. But I'm gonna hook my wagon to the Hoos.
Unranked. And win the ACC outright and then follow that up with the tournament. Great stuff, Andy Garman. Good to talk to you.
Ken, always a pleasure. Trent, take care.
Yep, we'll see you, Andy.
Andy Garmin, right. Sports Director, KCCI, joining us. Shelby Mass coming up next. We'll break down the brackets, getting some updates from Drake. Bottom area is filling in nicely. Mm-hmm. The fold-up seats are not being used. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. But lots of canned food being donated. So
that's great.
They still got, 25 minutes or so before the game tips. Again, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see, if you don't have a can of food, they're going to let you in.
Right, yeah.
And they'd like you to bring one.
If you're on your lunch break and like, yeah, I might take an extended lunch.
I forgot the soup.
You can still get in.
You still get in. Be nice. Abilene Christian. And why shouldn't I expect it was going to be you that tweeted the point spread in this game? But you didn't disappoint. Drake's a 9-point favorite?
9-point favorite. Got them and a couple others in the CIT on the money line, a little parlay action.
Of course you do.
Dropped it down to -160. I got problems, Ken.
Yes, you do, Trent Condon. God bless you. We'll come back, Shelby Mast, more on the brackets. What did the committee get right? What did they get wrong? Shelby will tell us that next when we continue here. Trent and I till 2, Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The day for everyone to be Irish. St. Patrick's Day falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's on Merlehay Road.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized, more alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code RADIO1 for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code RADIO1.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Texas Roadhouse will be hosting their annual luncheon benefiting Special Olympics Iowa on Thursday, April the 5th at participating locations throughout the state. Come anytime between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to join Special Olympics for a free lunch served by local law enforcement. The organization and officers just ask that you make a donation to Special Olympics when you stop in. Lunch includes pulled pork, a side roll, and a choice of tea, pop, or water. Texas Roadhouse is a longtime partner of Special Olympics Iowa. All donations made during the luncheon will go to support athletes with intellectual disabilities in Iowa. Participating locations include Ames, Urbandale, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Coralville, Davenport, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, and Dubuque. Bring the entire family for a tasty meal and great atmosphere, all in support of Special Olympics Iowa.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I continuing on until 2 o'clock. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, Rob Doster, NBC Sports. College basketball talk at 1:15. Matthew Rudy, senior writer, Golf Digest, will recap Tiger's amazing, amazing 4 days, quite frankly. But yesterday was turn the clock back day. We sprung forward, we turned back on the same day as we think back into the, I don't know if you want to call it the Tiger heyday, but it was fun yesterday, at least for one day. Shelby Mass joins us. He's been our go-to bracketologist here on the program for the last few years. We're darn glad we found him. Shelby, Trenton, Ken, and Des Moines, thank you for coming on. Bracketwag.com is where you can see Shelby's bracket online. You can see it at the USA Today, amongst other places. Shelby, Trenton, Ken, as I mentioned, let's start. Where did the committee, who ultimately has the final to say, what was their biggest discrepancy for what you thought that they would do? What was right? What was wrong?
I think for the most part they did a good job. Any team that complains, just win more. The biggest surprise to me was Syracuse getting in over USC, not because of where each fell in their conference rankings or their record. I just thought USC had done more, had more, better, bigger wins. They didn't have marquee wins, but they had a few more than Syracuse did. But again, it's not one of those that I'm upset about it or think they got robbed. They just need to win more.
So the big one that it seems like most everybody had, USC in, Syracuse out. Why was that such a big discrepancy for you and most other bracketologists?
Well, a lot of people think, and we as bracketologists know, that when the committee says your conference record does not matter, that it does not matter. USC finished second in the Pac-12 conference. Arizona finished eighth or ninth, and they got in. But USC's non-conference schedule didn't make anybody jumping down. It was a nice non-conference record, strength of schedule, all that. But their best win was Middle Tennessee State, who didn't make it in the tournament. And I believe next is New Mexico State, so they'll be one tournament team. And I don't think that's the committee wants more.
Notre Dame apparently was knocked out of the tournament at the expense of Davidson stealing the bid. Did Notre Dame, was their resume worthy of inclusion in this tournament in your mind, knowing that the injuries, et cetera, that they had to struggle with, Colson in particular, throughout the season?
I didn't think that they deserved to be in. I thought they'd be close. I didn't think they would be as close as they were. They got knocked out because Davidson beat Rhode Island. So had Rhode Island won, then Notre Dame would be in the tournament. That was a bit of a surprise to me. You know, no doubt they're a good team, but with Colson with full strength, they lost at home to Ball State. They lost on a neutral court to Indiana. And then once everybody was back healthy, including Colson, those last five games, they went 3-2, which isn't bad. Two of those wins were against Pittsburgh. They didn't win a game in the ACC all year. So they didn't do anything outstanding to me to make them feel like they needed to be included.
Shelby, this is a little bit of an odd question. We're going way down the seed line, but it'll be two teams we'll see playing in the first four. The MEAC going up against the SWAC, the two historically black colleges. It seemed like it would have been very easy to separate them. I know back when it was 65 teams and one play-in, that was something that they worked to do. Were you a bit surprised to see, Texas Southern matched up in their matchup with, NC Central? Were you surprised to see that?
Not really. I think what it may have happened, and I haven't delved into it that much yet, those 16 seeds, they play each other a lot, and sometimes you get the one seeds that have played those teams as well. So they may have had to separate them due to earlier in the season matchups or matchups with the one seed.
Uh-huh. USC, Louisville, and Oklahoma State, all of those on the outside looking in, of course, all of those have that NCAA, that FBI investigation hanging over their heads. Do you think that the committee took that into consideration, Shelby?
I saw committee chairman Rasmussen yesterday ask that question, and he simply said no. It never came up in the room. I'm not so sure I buy that, because Louisville and Oklahoma State I could see being left out. USC was a little bit iffy for me, but I don't know. I'd like to hope that it didn't, because what's supposed to matter is what happens on the court. But it is awful glaring that those three were left out and were all very, very close to being in, and then they got that cloud hanging over them.
Shelby, the one other team that you had that you missed was Creighton. You mentioned Rasmussen, the head of the chair, and you kind of missed that going into things. But what was it about the Blue Jays' resume that just didn't stack up to the other teams you had in?
Well, I spent all day Saturday going over these teams' resumes, looking at their good wins and bad losses and strength of schedules, all of that stuff. And the way I do it is I start with my bottom teams. And the bottom two, I compare those two. Whichever one I like better is seated higher. Then I work my way up all the way. And no matter who I matched Creighton up against, it just didn't set right with me. They had one of the things that the chairman said yesterday is getting wins against teams when you have opportunities. They had 11 opportunities against quad one teams, and they only got two wins. And I have my own metric that I use, which is I don't follow it to a T, but they were by far the lowest-ranked team that I currently had as an at-large. They were behind Mississippi State, LSU, Boise State. They were behind several teams that, in my metric, had a better chance of getting in. And I just kind of thought I've missed on teams like that before, that something about them made me think they'd be in, and something about them made me think this one would be out, and I missed that one pretty bad.
Did we, as a sports fans, and I know that Nebraska fans learned a very hard lesson this week. I think maybe their fan base as much as anybody. You know, in the days leading up to the tournament, Shelby, it was, there had been 61 straight schools that won 13 or more games in the Big Ten, and 61 straight teams made it in to the NCAA tournament. Yet we saw Nebraska, who won 13 games. Heck, they're a 5 seed and have to go on the road of all things in the NIT. Did we learn some maybe new lessons that maybe we were accustomed to those thresholds being met, and therefore automatically you think that team in previous years is going to get in? Is Nebraska a good example of, need to go back and maybe need to go to school, is how the committee is now doing their business?
Well, the committee has stressed for years that conference record does not matter. It's not discussed.
it's not brought up. It just, they don't look at that. It's, you know, that's for the fans and for the seedings for the conference tournaments. They had 13 wins, but who were those wins against? They beat Michigan. That was it. Mm-hmm. They needed to play. They had opportunities against Michigan State, Purdue, and Ohio State all on the road. The unbalanced schedule in the Big Ten really hurt them because they only played those big three once. And if they had a home-and-home against them, things might be different. But they beat 13 teams. 12 of them were lower than them on the RPI and the standings, however you want to rate it. So it was 12 wins against okay competition. Nothing that makes you jump up and down.
So, Shelby, you know these teams inside and out. You know their resumes as well as anybody. When it gets to actually moving the teams forward and come together in the bracket, are you an expert on this, or do you struggle like the rest of us?
I struggle. I like to think that I know enough about these teams. I know who's good. I know what they're capable of. And then March Madness happens, and I'm tearing my bracket up Thursday afternoon.
As most of us are. What about Kentucky? Yeah. Do you give Kentucky, this young Kentucky team, having to go all the way out to Boise State? We heard Cal wasn't too excited about that. They, in their second round matchup, if indeed it happens that it is a 4-5, I mean, Arizona-Kentucky, that's as juicy a second round game, I think, as maybe that resides on the bracket. Can Kentucky, as young as they are, yet seemingly playing their best ball when it means the most, this Arizona team, boy, that's that 4-5 game, Shelby, that's appointment TV.
That is. That's a good one. And when I saw that come out, I was giddy. I'm looking forward to that game if it happens, and I fully expect it to happen, and I will guarantee the Wildcats win.
Wow.
But which one? I mean, I understand Calipari is upset about having to go to Boise, but with the way the seeding is done, the top four seeds control basically the pods. The top seeds get first choice, then second, then third, and the fourth seeds, they go where you know the spots that are left. And that happened to be Boise and San Diego this year. And so with them being in a five, they're matched up with a four, so they have to go to one of those pods. And this may be a little harsh, but if you want to get a better location, win more. You get yourself higher up on the seed line, so you might have a better chance of a preferable pod. I think it's going to be a fantastic matchup. I'm looking forward to that. I had Kentucky pegged as one of those teams that I could see going to the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight, but then I see them matched up against Arizona, and that's a team that I had pegged for the Final Four, and I can't go back on that.
Shelby, you're a Dukie. 30 seconds left. State your case while the Blue Devils will be the one cutting it down.
More talent. I think they've got more talent, more NBA talent, even than Arizona. I've got those two in the finals. I had them in the finals going into the season. Either of them can be beat, but I think talent is going to win out this year, and you put talent with coaching. I think that's a good recipe. They've got three or four guys that are going to be lottery picks. That's tough.
All four one seeds get out of the first weekend?
I think so. I've only got one seed going to the Final Four, and that's Xavier, just because of the way the brackets work out, when my picks work out. But I think all of them get out of the first weekend.
Good stuff. Shelby, again, as I've said repeatedly when we've had you on, love our relationship. Thank you for what you do for us, Shelby.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
Good to talk to you. Shelby Mast, bracketwag.com. Bracketwag.com online. Read him at USA Today. He's got Xavier, who most feel is the most vulnerable one.
Yes.
Trent. He's got them in the Final Four. We'll come back. We'll talk more about it. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I until 2 on 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Showplace Kitchens is now Showplace Cabinetry Design Center. We're changing our name to better represent what we do. What is it, you ask? At Showplace Cabinetry Design Center, we create beautiful, functional environments with cabinetry. Whether it's a remodel, addition, new construction, or even refacing, the designers at Showplace Cabinetry Design Center are eager to help you create a showplace of your very own. Come see us at 3200 100th Street, Urbandale.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research are leading to treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help light the path to cures. Join Light the Night today.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.